Every Wednesday at this time on the Jefferson Exchange is our Vents Day segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, regulation on pit bulls or other dog breeds, and fossil fuel divestment. Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's start with pit bulls. They're the target of action by the Medford City Council. There's no ban on the dogs, not yet anyway, but the council did tell a police advisory committee to study the issue and come back with some ideas on how to move forward, if at all. There'll be further directions at tomorrow's city council meeting in Medford. Pit bulls, which are actually several aggressive breeds lumped together, get the blame for many incidents involving dog-on-person or dog-on-dog biting or fighting. In Medford, 89 such cases are on the books in the last 3 years, and half of them involve pit bulls. Medford is by no means alone, as other cities and other places have considered or have actually banned certain breeds, or at least are regulating them more strictly. What do you think? Should a breed of dogs or a class of dogs be banned for the safety of all? Or is it too big a club for too little a target? If not the breeds, how do you approach the issue of dog regulations? Mandatory training for owners of certain breeds? One of the things the Medford City Council is going to talk about tomorrow, evidently, is an idea of some progressive discipline. So a first offense gets you a lot less than a second offense, etc. Your thoughts on pit bull regulation, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. Topic two is the fossil fuel industry and investment in it. Lots of people and organizations hold stock or other ownership stakes in oil companies and other fossil fuel businesses. There's a growing movement to get cities, universities, and other entities out of their investments in those companies to drive home a point about climate change and the need for action. The Eugene City Council is one of the latest. The ownership of energy companies is through an investment pool, not a direct stake. Monday night, the council directed the city manager to work on a policy that would stop the city from investing in fossil fuel companies. And your version of this is what? Is this a worthwhile move that sends a strong message? Is it an empty gesture? Or does your position come somewhere in the middle? Let's talk about pit bulls and fossil fuel divestment on Vents Day. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, or jx@jeffnet.org. Back with the first comments in a minute. It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on Jefferson Public Radio's News and Information Service. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening, and thank you for taking part, if you're planning to, in our Vents Day segment going on now. We are letting you vent your spleen politely on a couple of topics in the news. It's our weekly segment. Our topics this week, pit bulls and whether they or any other dog breeds should be regulated. Topic two, fossil fuel divestment. Should your city, your university, your public entity X drop its investments in fossil fuel companies to make a point about global warming? Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. We begin with Ray in Eureka. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Ray, go ahead.
Nice talking to you. I just wanted to say that breed-specific laws basically don't pertain to just one breed. They actually, well, you kind of hit on it at the beginning. They actually are looking for what they call pit bull-type characteristics. And there's no DNA testing or anything like that to test to see if there's any pit bull breed in the dog that is confiscated by these laws. And as far as pit bulls being aggressive, according to the American Association or American Temperament Testing Association, which is a national organization, the pit bulls rate among the highest in temperament. In other words, if somebody were to come after them or make a loud noise, they would not attack. They would be less likely to attack than just about any other breed of dog.
So from what you're saying, then it's really more about behaviors than it is about any characteristics that are inbred. And we're talking behaviors that are trained. I mean, because of their size, shape, jaw disposition, all that sort of thing, they certainly have the power to make things worse for people. But it's really about training.
That's another falsehood that is perpetrated. A lot of people believe that pit bulls have locking jaws, mm-hmm. and that's not the case. That's totally untrue. As a matter of fact, There's a doctor in Georgia at a university in Georgia that did test on that, and the pit bull has no mechanism that allows them to lock their jaw. And when they did bite test pressures, they found that pit bulls weren't the strongest bite, that German shepherds had stronger bites than pit bulls. There's all kinds of stories that is put out there by the media and government agencies that are just half-truths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the part about the locking jaws. I had been disabused of that notion lately myself as well. So how do you approach this then, Ray? I mean, if you're not going to go after a breed, I mean, what's the appropriate way to curtail aggressive behavior by dogs?
Well, it's the owners that pretty much bring it into the dog breed. I volunteered at a animal shelter, actually the dog pound in Crescent City, for a year, and the only dogs that worried me were the little ones, the chihuahuas and the wiener dogs and stuff like that. Those were the dogs that would bite. When you get down to actual aggression and abuse, they had, 10,000 some odd dogs in the year 2006 that were turned in that were abused. 75% of the dogs that were abused in that group were pit bulls or pit bull like,
right,
which is dogs,
which is the reason for focus on that breed or those breeds.
Yeah, it is mainly the dog owner that is causing these problems. If they were properly trained and informed on what kind of dog they had, each dog has a specific need.
Mm-hmm.
They have stats out there that say that pit bulls are the dogs that bite the most in the nation. And the one little part of that information that they don't give out is there's like 5 million pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get down to German shepherds, there's like maybe 750,000. So when you take the percentage of the dog bites, the pit bull actually is the lowest percentage when it comes to bites.
All right.
And it's also, again, a dog that is many different breeds grouped together. It's not just one breed.
Right, which creates a lot of issues with where to go from there. Ray, thanks so much for the thoughts. Good stuff to bring to the table here as we talk about the possible regulation of pit bulls and our other topic on this Vents Day, fossil fuel divestment. Should your city, your university, your public entity remove and just get out of investing in companies that are in the fossil fuel business as a message on global warming? Join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760. Anywhere you can hear us in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Pam and Dexter. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. So as far as the pit bulls, I think that it really is about perception and training, and maybe there should be some mandatory training, as I think parents should have when they have a child, and how to train your dog, how to prevent it from attacking people, and maybe raise a fine for the owner if it does harm another. I don't think we should single out a single species, a single breed of dog. That's just wrong. Imagine if we did that with humans, wouldn't that be a catastrophe?
Hmm.
And as far as divestment, I think it's a great idea. I know Bill McKibben, I think, was the first person to push for this of 350.org, and I really do believe that you get what you focus your attention on and what you put your money into. And I think if institution has their money in fossil fuel, they're going to be much more behind it and promoting it and unlikely to diss it, or, you know, so like any stockholder, if you own fossil fuel industry stocks, then you're going to kind of want to see them do well, and you're going to kind of want subsidies for them. And if we get our money out of it and we, hey, let's put it in renewable energy, let's start building up that infrastructure. It just makes sense. I mean, time is running out, folks, for climate change. From what I've read, the best science says we got 2 to 4 years before runaway climate change takes over, and humans will not be able to slow it down, mitigate it. And we've seen a little bit of what the world's going to look like, and just imagine it about 10 times worse. 2/3 of all the species will be gone. Food will be scarce. I mean, really, are we dragging our feet still on this? It's ridiculous. So You know how I feel.
All right. Yes, we do. Thanks for that, Pam. Appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics, getting your public entity, whether it's the city, the university, the state, to disinvest, to divest its shares of ownership in fossil fuel companies, to send a message about global warming and to encourage alternatives to fossil fuels. That's one topic. The other one is whether there should be regulations on specific breeds of dog, or in the case of pit bulls, a more general set of dogs that all come under the heading of pit bulls, as the city of Medford is talking about. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760. That's anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. I want to pull a couple of quotes out of Edward Russo's story from the Register Guard of January 14th, which would be yesterday, talking about the Eugene City Council discussing divestment on Monday. Kitty Piercy, the mayor, is quoted as saying, "It's a discussion about divestment and reinvesting in other things to move us in a direction that our city wants to go." The vote on the motion was unanimous, but Councilor Mike Clark said he's skeptical about such a policy's effectiveness. He said if the city was serious about not supporting fossil fuel companies, it should stop buying diesel and trucks and cars. And Mike Clark finished up by saying, "I suggest we stop buying fossil fuels entirely or stop doing this," he said. So the issue with trying to get the city to divest is that it does not own it directly. It's in a state-sponsored investment pool. And as they look through the numbers, it looks like about $526,000 in Eugene City funds is invested in oil, gas, and coal companies, which would have to be divested if the city decides to move ahead with this policy. The question is not just one of symbolism and a message to send, but whether it's good financial management in your mind. Is this some other part of the picture for you as cities, as universities, as other public entities talk about divesting from fossil fuel companies? Is it worth being able to say, hey, look, we got away from these fossil fuel companies, even though our ownership stakes actually made us some money on our investments? Let's get your thoughts on this. Fossil fuel divestment and pit bull regulation, the topics on this Vents Day. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Steve in Eugene. Welcome back to the Exchange on Vents Day.
Howdy. I personally don't think that it's going to make a bit of difference to Exxon or Mobil or BP if we divest, because that indicates, maybe half an hour's profit, maybe 15 minutes, I don't know. I think we'd do much better to explore having driver's diversion programs like we do smoking diversion programs and get people out of their cars and into either bicycles or public transportation and invest in the infrastructure that will support such a move rather than the companies themselves, because the companies are going to go about their merry way and do whatever the hell they want to do, and it's not going to make a bit of difference in the world unless we decrease the demand.
All right, so it's all about trying to change, make a more positive move in the direction of let's do this over here to make sure that people are using less fossil fuel over time versus the disinvestment policy. Got it.
Exactly.
Thanks for that, Steve. Always good to hear from you. This is Vents Day on the Exchange. Scott in Talent, you're up.
Hi. Two quick comments, one on the dogs. As a parent who frequents most of the parks in Ashland and Talent, and a lot of them in Medford, the bigger problem I see is actually the non-enforcement of leash laws. And there are lots of dogs that can be more aggressive and pit bulls. For instance, you see a lot of little terriers, very small dogs that can be very aggressive. And also on the Greenway, where you have lots of people that are running or biking with dogs, and they refuse to put them on leashes. And often those dogs can be very aggressive. The other comment I had about oil was, as far as I know, the rest of the world has not gotten in on the fracking revolution in America, and I think they're just getting started. I've read about them starting to do it in Britain, But I wouldn't be surprised if this causes a worldwide glut of oil when everyone else gets in on this technology. And it'll be interesting to see how this affects the price in the industry. That's it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate that, Scott. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics are divestment in fossil fuel companies by public entities. The city of Eugene is considering it. The other topic is regulation on specific kinds of dogs. The city of Medford is exploring the possibility of some regulations on pit bulls, which, again, pit bulls not officially a breed, but parts of other breeds. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Dennis and Eugene, welcome back to the exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. Say, I wanted to make a comment on both subjects, actually.
Okay.
Dogs. Here's a problem with dogs. Dogs don't think like people. And people think that dogs think like people.
Hmm. How do you
mean? Dogs only operate on dominance and submission. That's how they operate. And so whoever is the dominant party in the group, everybody else is submissive to, and that's just the way it is. And so whether dogs are around people or other dogs or whatever, that's how they deal with things. Whoever's the toughest is the one they follow. And if they're the toughest, then they just do what they want and everybody else follows them.
So it's really about owner.
Pardon?
It's really about regulating owners again then.
Well, yeah. You got to have an owner that's dominant over their dog, or their dog is going to do just exactly what their dog wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about divesting,
mm-hmm.
I think that this is typical City of Eugene brown sugar.
Brown sugar?
Yeah, that's just
oh, in other words, instead of using white sugar?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it's not going to change anything, and I don't think there's anything wrong with fossil fuels. I think it's just like the dog thing. We just don't use them properly. They are a source of energy that it's a natural source of energy, and there's nothing wrong with using it, capturing it, and using it, as long as we don't pollute our atmosphere and as long as we don't, use it in an improper way. And so I just think that it's a foolish thing to waste a lot of our city council's time trying to do something ridiculous like this when they are so ridiculous now that they don't get anything done. And I am going to vote every one of them out when I can.
All right. I appreciate the advance notice. Thanks for that, Dennis. Good to talk to you, as always, on Vince Day. Our topics on Vince Day, regulation of pit bulls or other dog breeds or sub-breeds, and or whether you think cities like Eugene, which is talking about it, should divest themselves from holdings in fossil fuel companies as a way to send a message about global warming, to push things in another direction. Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere you can hear us, our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782, our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. If I can get the button pushed, there it is. Jacob in Eugene, welcome back to the exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you. Good morning. I wanted to comment about both topics, but the first one is about energy and, divestment. There's divestment and then there's income. If you continue to buy a full tank of gas every week for $50, you're contributing to the company even more than investment, because you're contributing to income and future profit earnings. So energy just happens to be, Exxon was the largest company until Apple recently surpassed it. It's the biggest investment sector in the world.
Mm-hmm. ExxonMobil is the company now.
Yeah, and you can't just expect people to just drop out of the energy sector, because it'll leave a big hole in everyone's portfolio. Plus, you still continue to contribute to their profits weekly. So I think it's sort of, if you want to send a message to the oil companies, write a letter. And write your congressman. That's a message.
All right.
So, okay, and then the second thing about dog bites is there's a difference between a nip from a little dog like a chihuahua, nipping your finger because he doesn't like where you touch them, and a bite, which breaks the skin, goes down into the flesh, or they try to throttle you at your throat, you know, and actually try to threaten and kill you. And that's what these attack dogs do. You know, and you have to be a pretty good sized dog to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Little toy dogs really don't bite as much as they nip. And I think most people, if you talk to people who actually know about these or emergency room physicians, you don't see the Chihuahua nips, you know, because everyone knows that that was sort of a small dog's defense because you tried to sit on him. You know? And the other thing is, I just wanted to mention, every dog has a specific breed, and I almost know what that dog's personality is just based on the dog type. Like a golden retriever and a Labrador are very good dogs. They're very gentle, and they're great with kids, even if I've never met this dog, okay? And pit bulls are a whole different animal. You know, they have a personality, and they're good guard dogs. And unfortunately, there are some dogs that are bred to be guard dogs and some that are bred to be family dogs and some that are bred to be shepherds. And pit bulls aren't family dogs. And they are dangerous to life and limb, especially for small children.
Right, so you're okay with regulation on them then, is that what you're saying?
I think there are some dog breeds that are dangerous. Of course, there are some members that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's sort of like German shepherds are police dogs and guard dogs. You know, and, you know, wiener dogs are not. You know, it's just part of their breeding. It's part of their selection. It's part of their brain chemistry. There are millions of years of selection.
All right.
And I think everyone realizes this every time you reach out to pet a, you know, golden retriever or Labrador.
All right. Thanks for that, Jacob. Appreciate it. Let's go to John and Vanita. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. Well, I've had wiener dogs to wolfhounds, including pit rot.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with a lot of what I've heard so far, but some of it's just not right. First of all, a pit bull is not a huge dog. I mean, I'm looking right here in the Schuster's book. I couldn't find my AKC book, but it's 38 to 44 pounds. They've pushed that up since the popularity of the breed. The thing it says in the APB book, the American Pit Bull book, because it is a breed, is that the first thing you don't do when you have a puppy pit bull is to encourage it to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it was engineered to be a dogfighting dog. Now, to parallel that, you look at the biggest dog of all dogs, the English Mastiff, the old English Mastiff. He was engineered to kill human beings, but they bred out that aggression,
uh-huh.
Or people wouldn't tolerate it. Like an African lion walking around.
Sure.
And I have had a wolfhound. The guy was talking about the bite power of these dogs. The bite power of a pit bull is incredible. He's completely off. Now, a lot of this power has to do with how they gauge it. But between a pit bull, which is around 2,100 pounds, that is equal to a wolfhound, which is the king of all dogs.
Mm-hmm. Just in size, sure.
No, just in sheer, able to just...
It could take
dominate.
Out the rest of the dogs, all right.
Yeah, and a German Shepherd, a Marine Corps German Shepherd, by contrast, is about 750 pounds. So when you get bit by a German Shepherd or Doberman, you're going to have lacerations if he gets you good.
Mm. So, John, where to go
from
here?
If you get bit by a pit bull, you're going to have crushed bones. Now, my point is that people are responsible. My bull gets out and gores somebody, I should be held responsible. If I have a dog that was encouraged to be aggressive or it has that kind of trait, it's on me to be on top of it. I don't need any more government.
All right. Thanks for that, John. Appreciate it. Let's go to, where did we go? Let's see. Oh, Tony in Medford, you're up. Well, you've got about a minute, Tony. Thanks for joining us on the Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, if universities are silly enough to divest, then there'll be plenty of other people willing to invest. So that's a stupid move. If you've got... any ideas on the fossil fuels, which are going to be around, let's face it, for centuries? We now acknowledge the coal industry, in fact, is the bright one. I mean, they're not going to be producing coal in the Appalachians anymore, but Wyoming and Illinois, the coal is going to be around at its present level of production, the industry predicts, for the next 30 years. So unless you're going to be confused by this nonsense that... people like Al Gore want to make you believe, I think the dirty little secret is fossil fuels are going to be with us for a long time, and we look like having a rosy future. We're now spending $500 billion every year to import oil. It looks like that is going to be decreasing rapidly. We have a very rosy future.
All right, so there shouldn't be divesting. Do you think they should be investing instead of divesting?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good, sound, economic piece of advice.
All right, thanks for that, Tony. Good to hear from you. This has been Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange, another rousing discussion on pit bulls and fossil fuel divestment here on the Jefferson Exchange. Every Wednesday, Vince Day, two new topics. And thanks for listening. Thanks for taking part.